You're Brandon.
Yep.
And you got a ring in your nose.
Yes, I do.
Tell everybody why.
It's a symbol of self-expression.
Yeah, what do you want to express with that?
That you can go out and do whatever you want, as long as it doesn't break the law, because there's stuff that, like graffiti, that breaks the law, but self-expression.
All right. All right, so why can't you do that without a ring in your nose?
My mom tells me to take off my gothic clothes when I try to go out in public.
Yeah, so you're into the goth scene, is that right?
Yeah.
Wearing black all the time.
Yep.
Are you depressed?
No.
Why do you wear black then?
I like it.
Yeah, you just like the color?
Yeah.
Are you into some of the other stuff that goes along with goth?
Yeah.
Like maybe witchcraft stuff?
Yes.
Yeah? What do you do?
I am Wiccan.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What do you do?
I actually go ghost hunting a lot.
Yeah, have you found any?
Yes.
Yeah? Been scared?
Oh, yeah.
Big creepy world out there in the spirit world, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah. In fact, I think if you could see everything, it would probably scare you right away from it, actually.
My friend, he can see them. He has the sixth sense, if you could say that that way. He sees them and hears them talk.
All right. Have you done any curses?
No, I haven't.
No? Because that would maybe hurt somebody?
Because, yeah. And if I do a curse, it comes back to me 10 times fold.
All right. So you don't want to do that. So you're a good Wiccan?
Yes.
All right. Who's your goddess?
We believe in the One.
All right.
Is, he'd be equivalent to your God.
To my God?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, okay. So how do you know that?
When you actually look at a chart of religion history,
mm-hmm.
it starts with pagan, then it branches out to a whole bunch, Wiccan, and then the next wave that came was with Christianity and Judaism.
Do you know who the first God is? Do you know who that is?
No.
Jehovah? You've heard that name before, right?
Yes, I have.
That's that God of the Old Testament. Yeah. Earlier you said something kind of interesting. You said you can do whatever you want to as long as it doesn't hurt anybody.
Yes.
All right? I want to share with you what God's standard is. All right? Have you heard about the Ten Commandments?
Yes.
All right. Have you ever told a lie?
Yeah.
All right. Do you think that hurt anybody?
Yes.
Yeah. And it offended God. All right? And God says all liars will have their part in a lake of fire. That's hell.
Yep.
Have you ever stolen anything?
Yep.
All right. So what does that make you, Brandon?
A criminal.
Specifically a thief.
Yes.
Right? Right. Have you ever, you're 18 years old.
Yep.
Just graduated from high school. Have you ever looked at the girl and had sexual thoughts about her?
Yes.
That you wish your mom didn't know about?
Yeah.
Yeah. Let me tell you what Jesus said about that. Jesus said that you don't have to commit adultery. You don't have to have sex, physical sex, with somebody to break the commandment that thou shalt not commit adultery. You just need to have a thought about it. Because God sees the intentions of the heart. That's how powerful that God is, that Jehovah is. He sees the thought life. All right? Have you ever dishonored your parents? Disrespected them? Been lippy?
Yeah.
To mom? Yeah?
Yeah.
All right. Have you ever called somebody an idiot or a moron?
All in good fun.
Like, never in an angry way?
No.
Driving along the road and somebody cuts you off?
I usually swear.
All righty then. You swear. Have you ever taken the Lord's name in vain?
Yes.
That's called blasphemy. And that Jehovah God says that blasphemy is a horrible sin. And he will not hold him blameless who takes his name in vain. Because you see, God's keeping tally on your life. He's got it all recorded. He knows everything. And the Bible teaches that when you die, Brandon, whenever that is, he's going to judge you for every thought, word, deed, and action. Do you think God is going to find you innocent or guilty on that day?
I think innocent, because all my good deeds outweigh my bad.
You think so?
Yes.
All right. Try that in court. Have you been to jail yet?
No, I haven't.
Been to court yet?
Almost.
Okay. When they bring you before that judge, if you said to the judge, yeah, I know that I did the wrong thing, but I've done some other nice things. I babysat for the neighbor kids once when the mom had to run an errand. Does the judge go, oh, never mind, I'll let you go? Doesn't work that way, does it?
Nope.
You have to pay your fine. You have to satisfy judgment, don't you? Justice needs to be served. So if you're breaking God's laws, the Ten Commandments, innocent or guilty before God on Judgment Day?
Guilty.
Heaven or hell?
Hell.
There you go. You're 18 years old and you're going to hell. That's a pretty somber thought, isn't it?
Yeah.
You've messed around with the spirit world. You know it's real, don't you?
Yep.
Better believe it. Devil is awfully wicked, and he's awfully bad. And you know where he's spending eternity? In hell.
Yep.
He's going to get locked up for forever, too.
Yep.
And the Bible teaches that those people whose names aren't written in the book of life are going to be spending eternity with the devil in hell.
Yeah.
Dude, you're going to hell. Does that concern you?
I don't know. In Wiccan, you can go one of three places. Heaven, or it'd be equivalent to heaven, the astral plane, which is here on Earth. It's a separate dimension. Or hell, or the underworld, whatever you want to call it.
All right. I'm going to tell you what the Holy Bible says. There's two places you can go, heaven or hell. Here's how you get to heaven. You have to be perfect. Okay? Doesn't sound like you are. So it sounds like you're going to the place called hell. And I'm guessing in your 18 years of walking around on this earth, somebody has told you what hell is like. What do you know about hell?
That's a horrible place.
Yeah, sure is. How long does it last in hell?
Eternity.
You bet. And if you think 18 years has been a long time, man, you're going to be there for 18 million times 18 million years in hell, burning up in a lake of sulfur, weeping, gnashing your teeth. That's a big thought, man. And you're very young, but you're not stupid, are you?
Nope.
Nope. Does it concern you that this is going to happen to you when you die?
Yeah.
It should. It should terrify you. It really should. Now listen, the Bible teaches something else, that God has done something, the true God. All this other stuff you're messing with, they don't exist. They're not real. Now there's evil spirits. Don't mistake me. They're definitely out there. But they're on a very short leash, and God is going to deal with them all on Judgment Day. And they're going away for forever. And you are too, unless you get yourself right with God. Do you know how to do that?
Through Jesus.
That's exactly right. Mom talked to you about that, I'll bet, huh?
Yep.
Do you know who Jesus is?
He's the one that, in Christian belief, he came to earth to forgive everybody's sins.
Yeah. You know what the Bible says about demons and Jesus? The Bible says the demons believe in Jesus, and they tremble. They're terrified of him. Because he's the only God with all the power. And he's going to judge you. And he's going to send you to hell. But he doesn't want to send you to hell. Do you know what he's done specifically for you? So that you don't have to go to hell.
He died on the cross.
That's right, he died on the cross. Because the Bible teaches there's no forgiveness of sins without the shedding of blood. So Jesus Christ, God himself, shed his blood to forgive you of your sins. Because you can't do it. You can't babysit enough. You can't volunteer. You can't write out a big enough check. Only God himself can forgive you. And he did. He will if you know how to get that forgiveness. Do you know how to receive forgiveness from God?
Pray.
What do you need to pray?
For forgiveness.
Right, that's right. The word is repent.
Yeah.
Mom talked to you about that?
Yep.
Yeah. Do you know what the word means, to repent?
To be sorrowful for all your
sins. That's right. That's right. It also means to forsake them. It's not just enough to be sorry, but you also have to forsake them. I'm afraid you're going to have to quit messing around with demon stuff and devil stuff and the dark side. Because he's light and he wants you to follow him. After all, he died for you. And in response, he says, follow me. So you repent, you confess and forsake your sins, and you put your trust in Jesus Christ, the one who can save you. That's what he wants to do. So now you got a decision to make. You can keep going down the road of darkness, or you can get on the road of light. And the Bible says if you repent and put your trust in Jesus Christ, he'll give you a new heart with new desires. And you'll move from darkness to light, from death to life. And then when you stand before God on Judgment Day, which you are going to do, you'll be found not guilty. And he'll say, come on in, your sins have been forgiven. It's the most important thing you can think about your whole life. All right?
Yep.
Tell me what you need to do to be made right with God.
Go through Jesus.